one of our main, let's call it afflictions, is hope. We're hoping that. And what we're hoping that, we are going to get our way. So then we look at what is our way. Well, our way is the outside fitting exactly to what we've been programmed on the inside. And then there's no conflict. So if you've been brought up as a Catholic, for you to be completely happy, the world has to be Catholic. And we know that's certainly so with the Muslims. But it's generally so. We want the outside to match what is a distortion of our conditioning on the inside. What we've been brought up with is a distortion. We've been programmed to see things a certain way according to our background. So what we hope for is that we're going to meet a situation that fits what's on the outside will fit what's on the inside. Hope. What this is leading to is sometimes people say, oh, it looks as though they will have to go into that situation because they're not learning what they need to learn outside of the situation. So then we could ask, so how come this person isn't learning what they need to learn without going into the situation? Because the situation, we know, is not going to work. Anybody on the outside can usually see other people's situation much more clearly than they see their own. So how come the person doesn't see clearly their situation so they don't have to go into an uncomfortable situation to learn their lesson? And as we know, most people don't learn their lesson. Often you can see the people in relationships keep picking the same type of person over and over, often looking the same, and it doesn't work. How come? Two things. One is the classical story of a fish in water. We assume, not being a fish, we assume that the fish doesn't know it's in water because it was born there. That is their universe. And they're not likely to know that there is such a thing as water unless they get thrown out of the water. And then they go into this state where they can see the water and they have a realization. Well, most of us are living in that state on every level. We keep thinking this is the way it is, and it isn't. And just since I've been at school back in the, whenever it was, 40s, almost everything I was told at school is now completely laughable. Everything's changing and changing and changing. And we keep thinking, ah, this is it. But it isn't. Only the people that wake up get a glimpse of what it might be. So everything. So couples. People keep orientating towards couple, whether it's opposite sex or same sex. It's, you have to be in a couple. As though that's the water. That's the way it is. And there are some people that avoid being couples, but that's what they're doing. They're avoiding. So it's still about couples. So we sort of take this for granted. We don't stop and look and see what's this all about. Then it doesn't matter whether you're in or out. You're seeing. You're not trying to make coupleship work. Now, what's work? It is to bring to you the peace that you want on the inside from the outside. But of course, the partner also wants the same thing, but they want different things. One wants the partner to be this way, the other one wants the partner to be the other way, and that's the conflict. So we say, well, they have to go into the situation so they can learn. But as you may have noticed, very, very few people are learning anything, actually. So how come they can't get it on the outside without having to go into the relationship to find out that the way they want relationship doesn't work? How come? I'll tell you. You see, without us realizing it, because we're so asleep to who we are, how we are, and how everything works, we have just no idea. Unless you have a satori, unless you have an awakening when something goes, and suddenly everything stops. Still. No time, no space, no me, no you, just isness. Even if you've had that experience, it tends to fade away and you keep looking for it the same way and it never comes the same way. Nothing ever comes the same way. Everything's changing and moving. So we're seeing things the way we've been conditioned to see them. And we want what we want so we can feel good inside. So how come the person isn't realizing what they need to realize without going into the situation? Because they want what they want, hope. They're hoping to get things on the outside that matches exactly what's on the inside. And then there's no conflict. Then, of course, the person goes to sleep. So the reason we're not getting it outside of the situation is because we're not open and unconditional to how things are. We keep looking for how things we want them to be, the way we want them to be. And of course, each religion, each society have all got a different way of how it should be. As if, when it is, that's the answer. But where is the answer? What religion is without conflict? What community without conflict? What relationship is without conflict, either internal or external? It doesn't exist, except for those few people that have the... And suddenly they go, ah, of course, everything is the way it is in each moment. And it changes. So it's not taking a photograph and saying, this is the way it is. It's more like a movie. Changing and changing and changing and changing. And I'll say everybody, except exceptional few, has a fixed place inside. Fixed. And everything has to fit the fix. And everything's changing and moving. And so, for us to be in harmony, nothing fixed inside, not knowing, as a little child, curious, oh, so it's like this, so it's like this, so it's like this, moving, changing, swirling, and we go with the swirl. Then, we don't need to learn anything, because there's nothing to learn. Because whatever you learn is out of date in the next second. It's just being with the moment as it changes. Oh, so this person is like that in this moment. We don't know how they're going to be the next moment. But the place in us that wants to survive, very mechanical, it just wants to survive in order to reproduce so that the species can continue. And in order for that, it wants to be as safe and as secure and as predictable as possible. It's like this. And it isn't. It's not like anything. Not this, not that. 1980. Movement, shifting, changing. We have to disconnect from everything we've been told, including what you're hearing now. Disconnect from this as well. Because, first of all, it's of this moment. And second, you're probably not hearing what's being said. You see, your brain is converting it into the brain's meaning. And that might be not the meaning that's being shared. Don't know. Don't dare to know anything, any moment. Don't know. Just be with what is in each moment.